Alright folks, strap yourselves in because today we're diving deep into something that hits us all right in our tech-saturated souls. Building resilience in the face of technology overload. Ever feel like your brain's a constantly buzzing circuit board, overloaded with notifications, emails, and news alerts? You know that feeling when you just want to hit pause on life for 5 minutes but can't seem to unplug? Yeah, me too. But here's the kicker. We're not powerless in this digital jungle. We can actually learn to navigate it with grace and even thrive amidst the constant stimulation. Think of resilience like a mental muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And trust me, building that mental muscle is essential in today's world where technology is constantly vying for our attention. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build that digital fortress and reclaim your peace of mind. First things first, awareness. You gotta know what's draining you. Track your screen time, pay attention to how certain apps make you feel, anxious, stressed, or just plain blah. Once you pinpoint the culprits, you can start taking strategic action. It's like a detective investigating a case, except instead of solving mysteries, we're solving digital overload. Second, set boundaries. Treat your technology like a guest who overstays their welcome, politely but firmly set limits. Designate tech-free zones in your home, schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and don't be afraid to say no to that extra notification ping. Remember, you're the boss of your digital life, not the other way around. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This is where you consciously bring your attention to the present moment. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, or the sound of birds chirping. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind and disconnecting from the constant digital noise. And speaking of refreshing, fourth, make time for real-life connections. Nothing beats a good old-fashioned conversation with a friend, a walk in nature with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet moment alone. Remember, technology can be a tool for connection, but it shouldn't replace genuine human interaction. Lastly, and most importantly, practice self-compassion. It's okay to struggle, to feel overwhelmed, and even to slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Think about that time you were learning a new skill, like playing an instrument or trying a new sport. There were probably moments when you felt frustrated, clumsy, maybe even wanted to give up. But with practice and perseverance, you got better, right? Building resilience is similar. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-kindness. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media during your lunch break, catching up on everyone's seemingly perfect lives. An hour later, you feel drained, a little envious, and completely out of sync with your own day. Sound familiar? That feeling of disconnection and comparison is something many of us experience. But what if, instead of scrolling endlessly, you took that lunch break to go for a walk in nature? To chat with a colleague about something other than work? To simply enjoy a quiet cup of tea and recharge your batteries? The point is, by choosing mindful activities over mindless scrolling, you can actually feel more energized and connected to yourself and your surroundings. So, here's the takeaway. Building resilience in the face of technology overload isn't about quitting social media or becoming a tech hermit. It's about being intentional with our time, setting boundaries, cultivating mindfulness, and prioritizing real-life connections. Remember, you have the power to reclaim your digital space and create a life that feels balanced, meaningful, and truly yours. Ready to level up? Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, and let me know in the comments what strategies are working for you. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital minimalism. Keep detoxing, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.